to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, January 8th, 2023, by the Reverend Sharon Volker.
Jesus lived a righteous life. So why was Jesus seeking baptism? It doesn't seem likely that Jesus was a man who got caught up in fads, someone who would want to do something solely because everybody else was doing it. Now, the Jewish definition of baptism is a religious ablution or washing, signifying purification or consecration. Jewish baptism is not merely for the purpose of making amends for special transgressions, but rather for us to transform our lives and to prepare for attaining a closer communion with God. Baptism is an event that we Episcopalians highly value and respect. It's one of the two sacraments in the Episcopal Church. The other sacrament is the Holy Eucharist. The other five sacraments are what we call sacramental rites. They are confirmation, ordination, holy matrimony, reconciliation of a penitent, and unction, or last rites. The difference between sacraments and sacramental rites is that sacraments are a means of grace, grace being God's favor towards us, whether we've earned it or not. Holy baptism and Holy Eucharist are necessary for us as Christians. They're the foundation of our Christian belief. The sacraments of Holy Baptism and Holy Eucharist are outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace, familiar words to all of us who have been confirmed. In baptism, we are in union with Christ in his death and resurrection, born into God's family, the Church, forgiven our sins, and have new life in the Holy Spirit. The sacramental rites, however, are not required for us to be Christians, but they do mark significant events in our Christian lives. Now, sometimes we priests have a conundrum when it comes to being asked to do a baptism for an infant. What could possibly be more joyous than baptizing a baby? Well, not much, but there's more to it than just having a lovely ceremony. Priests are often called upon by parents or grandparents who want the child done. We usually see this when the parents have moved away from the area and don't have a tie to the church, except for, that's the church I grew up in, and it's really important to me to have my baby baptized there. Or grandparents have taken on the responsibility and have decided it's time for the grandbaby to be done because the parents haven't done anything about it yet and probably won't. The difficult part of this scenario is that baptism requires a commitment. It's not just a celebration. Baptism requires that we live into the vows we made or that were made on our behalf by our sponsors. Those vows were a promise that we would live godly and righteous lives and uphold our Christian belief. Commitment is a word we hear frequently. It's about taking on any responsibility that requires us to focus and apply ourselves. So let's take a look at a scene with my favorite cartoon characters, Charlie Brown, Lucy, and the football. Charlie Brown, we know the story. Charlie Brown, ever hopeful, just knows that someday he will kick the football that Lucy is holding and it will sail into the universe, or maybe 10 feet or so. Lucy, on the other hand, is committed to preventing Charlie Brown from having any contact with the ball and realizing his dream. Time after time, Charlie runs up to the ball, ready to kick it, and time after time, Lucy pulls it away at the last minute. Commitment and endurance, that's what Christians are all about. Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, the baptism of Jesus is placed at the beginning of his ministry, a preparation for what is to come later. Our baptism, too, is in preparation for what will come. Through the baptismal waters and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are reborn, transformed into people who can make a difference in our world. We are committed people. When Jesus was baptized by John, he was transformed, filled with the Holy Spirit, and acknowledged by God to be his well-beloved son. Jesus had been reborn, so to speak, into a new life, a life in which he would live and die for us. While God does not ask us to die for others, he does ask that we live for others. In a few minutes, we'll be renewing our baptismal vows, and I ask that you pay particular attention to the words we speak. These words have been spoken for centuries in our church. They are words that have bound us together as Christians through the generations. Every day, we can be faced with challenges. We have a choice. We can confront challenge and turn it into something positive, or we can turn our backs and ignore it. If we're committed to our baptismal vows, we will face challenge and be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do what God desires. It's our baptism that binds us together as Christians, that gives us direction for living with all our brothers and sisters in peace and in God's love. As Christians, we have committed ourselves to live the way of Jesus, to follow his example. May our baptismal vows always be foremost in our minds and hearts, and may the Holy Spirit empower us to fulfill our vows. Amen.